going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Supermarket of your Saints. That's 3711 Power Boulevard. Love to meet you out here while you are making your groceries. And the third round underway, gentlemen. We already got a pick in. Chimeri Dyke going to the Tennessee Titans, the wide receiver out of Florida.
Yeah, he averaged almost 19 yards a catch last year. Now, Florida's passing game early on was El Succo, but man, it kind of lit up late in the year. And Dyke was a big part. He was a transfer guy from Wisconsin, played 3 years there, and then he goes to Florida. He can catch the football now, and he's a really good route runner. That you can see just the way he kind of sets you up and can gain separation downfield. And, man, he's fast, too. I know he ran a sub 4.35, something like that, at the combine.
I wanted to ask you, though, would you more consider him a slot guy and a returner?
Yes, much more.
Yeah, and so you're trying to get Cam some weapons. And like we talked about, the Titans, there were a bunch of needs that they needed. And you saw kind of what they did offensively, saw what they've done defensively. And
they signed Tyler Lockett about 92 hours ago, somewhere in that range.
Right before the draft.
Yeah.
Right before the draft, they signed Tyler. And so they are probably very, very similar as far as receiver, both of those guys. And so that would be a good pro to be able to learn from as well.
One of the things Cam does very well is throw that wide receiver screen.
Yep.
And so that, to me, would make a lot of sense to bring in a guy like Tyler Lockett or to bring Dyke to the table because of the fact both of them have some similarities and catch that little quick pass and then toop, up the field.
Got a little bit of a wait for the Saints' first pick in this round, guys. Right now we have the Jacksonville Jaguars on the clock. And the big buzz, obviously, going in today is still the fact that the quarterback, Shedeur Sanders, still on the board out there. Do we think he goes early in the round four here?
I don't know. Early in round four, I do think he goes today. You know, it was probably a little surprising that he didn't go yesterday.
For sure.
You know, not necessarily maybe, I don't want to say early second, but for sure, you know, second round. And then, you know, you get to the point here, you're still looking for value, but you're looking for someone that I can develop as well.
And also, too, the fact that Dylan Gabriel gets picked ahead of him.
Well, that probably stung as well.
That was the big sting.
That was the sting, particularly to a team that you had talked to, you know, Cleveland, as far as having a need and, you know, going with another quarterback that, a lot of people felt like, wait, who? I mean, and Gabriel was a productive quarterback in college, but, you know, I don't know how much of that translates to the NFL, and that's going to be just because of his size. I mean, because he's like you said, Mike, they list him as 5'11".
They stretching
5'11 and three quarters. Let me give him those three quarters.
I want to get on that rack that he was on, the stretching to 5'11".
I thought the first time that I'd seen it in a while was Jonas Sanders. He was 6'3", so I went, wow, man, we are pushing, right? He's like 6'3", and then one was a half. And no, so part of what we were talking about, I'm sorry.
Well, no, you're – I'm listed technically as 6'1 and 3'8.
3'8?
Yeah.
That's the first time I'd seen a 3'8. It felt like, come on, man.
No, I'm 6'2. Don't give me the 3'8. But it's they've done it for a while. They've done it for a while, and it's almost to if you're going to get true measurements for an NFL player, go by the combine numbers.
Right.
Go by the combine numbers, not pro day numbers as far as height, weight.
Yeah, that's school. That's school generated.
A little bit.
Yeah, go by their combine numbers.
Although there were complaints this year about the combine numbers being off.
Hand size,
but not height.
Not height.
Gotcha. Not height.
Hand size.
Because they put you in that boot, and that's how they measure you. Because Drew would always tell us, "Man, I'm measuring at 6 foot tall." And
what?
I'm like, what? No, it can't be. I said, you had to be on the tippy toes. He was like, they didn't put me in the boot like they do now.
Hand size and the arm length.
Right, okay.
That's different, I mean, because that's done by a person as well that, hey, I may be able to stretch it out or, you know, drop something a little different, but not the height.
The thing about Shador also early here in the fourth is that you look at the teams, Jacksonville, Giants, Bears, Eagles, Saints, New England, Carolina, Arizona.
Here's my thing for that, though. It doesn't matter at this point.
Right. You're not looking for him to be.
I'm not looking for you to be a day one guy.
Right. Do you want to bring that in with a young quarterback room?
That's the other part.
Right.
And so you have to understand, if I have a young quarterback room or a young head coach, I'm not dealing with it. And I'm just telling you how most teams are thinking. I'm not dealing with that.
Right.
I'm not dealing with it because the first time maybe my young head coach makes a bad decision, what's going to happen?
The starting quarterback struggling, and all of a sudden you're going to hear the noise.
No, you're going to hear it from the dad.
Say that again.
You're going to hear it from the dad.
And so the next time maybe the quarterback struggles. We're talking about a young head coach. There's an issue. Now the quarterback struggles. Same thing. And so you're going to get flooded, and it's not fair to the young man. It's not fair to him. But, I mean, that's the reality, and some of that has been created by us, the media, but also by the player and the surroundings.
And by Coach Prime.
Well, that's the surrounding part. So the player and the surrounding. And here's the thing. Every move I make, I don't have to let everybody know.
Yep.
That's the move I'm making.
We live in social media world today.
Yeah,
sure do.
Every move I make, I don't have to let everybody know that's the move I'm making. I don't know if you guys saw it, but there was a video that yesterday or was posted yesterday. Well, it had to be yesterday, but it was apparently supposedly Mickey calling.
I see that, right?
Well, one, that wasn't Mickey,
right?
And then the other part of it is, I know you're excited. I know that not only you as a player, but the family, everybody that has helped you get there. But I mean, it's almost like the surrounding of all of that. That's what you're getting.
It's like drafting Kardashian. Kim Kardashian.
Well, I mean, it's just like
Kardashian.
I know something's
not right. I could feel it, but it was close.
But you in the neighborhood.
You know what I meant.
But guys, back-to-back picks. Ooh, the Giants have just picked
off the board.
Cam Scataboo, the halfback from Arizona State. And right before him, the Jaguars picked Brashil Tootin. I saw he was at North Carolina A&T, and then he transfers to Virginia Tech. Man, you talk about a dude that can fly.
Yeah.
Man, Brashil Tootin, he can run. And Cam Scataboo, we saw what he did for Arizona State last year to put that team on his back and say, hey, guys, I got it now. Y'all just follow me. Now, I think he's going to have a lot of downtime in the NFL.
Well, he'll have
a ton. Because of the way he runs.
But Mike, here's the thing. You are in the perfect
spot.
Market.
Perfect for it.
Perfect market. We thought Danny Dimes was lighting it up. I don't know if Scataboo is Italian, but I mean he is in a perfect spot.
I
know it.
Kardashian.
Yeah, but here's the thing: if he is willing to do any of the core special teams stuff up there in New York.
Oh, my God.
And then if he can just get a half a yard some of the time.
So, I mean,
it writes itself.
It's interesting. Deuce and I were talking about this yesterday, about how the kind of fall over into today. Two out of the first three picks have been halfbacks.
Yeah.
Goes to show the value there. And, again, Brashil Tootin, the speedster from Virginia Tech, goes to Jacksonville. And Cam Scatterbuin, man, we've gotten more texts about that cat than any other individual since January. And I'm not talking about just Saints text. I'm talking about, man, what do you think of Cam Scatterbu? And so he ends up in New York. And like Deuce said, boy, you don't think the people there are going to get him advertising money?
Oh, he's getting endorsement. Mike, I know we got to take a break, but I got another rabbit hole for you. And I don't know if this is where he's from. I know he played at Sacramento.
And Sacramento State.
Sacramento
yep.
State.
Yep.
And then he transferred to ASU.
Mm-hmm.
But guess where he's at? He's watching the draft. I just saw it on television. Chandler, Arizona.
So look that one up.
There we go.
Look that one up, Hoss.
There we go. Stick around for more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest. We are live from Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. Come out and talk football with Team WWL. Be right back after this.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.